This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. That was a funny. We have some, someday we're going to have to do a bloopers.
Yeah.
And just all our funny recorded, you know, moments where we just made fool of ourselves and the camera didn't, or the public didn't see it, but they need to see
it. It goes something like this. Sean, are you ready?
No,
not really. Anyhow, we are going to do another episode, a Wolf's Power Play episode today.
Awesome. So we've done stuff similar to this and along the same lines, but I think it's important, relevant, and I think everybody goes through it. Maybe not everybody talks about it, especially on social media. People don't talk about failures. And I think, mm-hmm. you know, so how to fail. So, you know, everybody in life is going to have failures, rejection, setbacks, challenges. I think it's just a natural part of life.
And if you're not going through that,
then you're probably
too comfortable.
Yeah, or just sitting on your couch all day and watching TVs. But even then, you're probably going to have some challenges of, you know, probably health challenges.
Yeah.
And actually, to be on that note, like I was talking about social media, there was a post this morning by somebody that, you know, has had a lot of success mm-hmm. in buying and selling businesses. And that's what he was talking about. He's like, you know, I've had success. You can be thriving and all mm-hmm. this stuff, and then you get that call from a doctor or whatever, and it just radically changes your life.
Yeah.
And so I think it's no matter whether you're killing it or not, you know, it's natural that everybody goes through
challenges.
It's life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about, you know, tips and how to get through those situations and how, you know, Joni and I, you know, we constantly have setbacks and yeah. challenges and how we overcome those. Mm-hmm. And I always say a lot to, especially like our staff is, you know, there's not a lot of difference between, you know, them or myself. We're not that special. I know we are special, but we're not.
Hey, but, I'm with you.
I say it a lot is like the biggest difference is number one, I've probably just failed a lot more mm-hmm. than you have, mm-hmm. You know, and I've just overcome them and gotten back up and taking more risk to get to where I am. You just didn't take the risk that I took. And yes, I failed mm-hmm. several times along the way, but I kept giving back up. And I
hope for those of you that are out there listening to this, right, Sean and I are try to be as transparent as possible because we want you to learn from us, like some of the things that we've been through, mm-hmm. right? Like Sean said, we've failed multiple times and, you know, but then again, we just get back up and keep going. And so you guys, if you learn from that, you know, anything that we say on this podcast, hopefully you can take a few things with you so you don't make the same mistakes that we did.
Yeah. And I think it's part about learning and part about the journey and appreciating mm-hmm. the journey you're on and not the destination, but the journey. And it goes back to that whole mindset of just enjoying today in the present and what you're going through and not focused. Yes, you have your alignment and where you're headed and all that, but at the same time, like, be present today because you know, that's
I do. And you talked a little bit about mindset, right? It is all about mindset, right? Because like you said, there's challenges all the time, and it's how we look at those, right? Like, you can it's not, you say this sometimes, it's things happen for us, not to us. Right.
And it sounds very arrogant, and it's sometimes because there's some really ugly things out there in the world that people go through and really unfortunate situations. And so it's like, hey, yeah, that sounds great for you, mm-hmm. but that you don't understand what I'm going through.
Right.
And I don't. And there's a lot of situations that I can't put myself in. I'm not in your shoes. So I get that. But at the same time, I really feel like a lot of things in life, it's hard to see it, and it's been hard for you and I, right? Mm-hmm. At certain times when we're going through something or we're going through an issue or a business, something's happening at work, and it's hard at the time to see, like, why is this happening to me?
Right.
Like, what did I do to deserve this? What did, you know, I really try to put good out there in the world and there's evil, no matter what you want to say. There's evil, there's, you know, there's sin, there's all that. It's here. Mm-hmm. So no matter what, it's going to happen. And so like you're constantly
questioning yourself.
Yeah. And it's just, it's, but, and it's hard to see any good at a lot of times in those situations. Yeah. It just seems like totally negative around you, but just take note in that in most cases, it's really not going to be as bad as it seems at the time. Like once you get through it and don't stop, just keep going through it, it's usually not as bad as it, you felt it when the first reaction to
it. And I think our reaction initially is like, let's react. You know, we all want to react in different ways, negatively and, oh, it's all my fault. And, you know, and something that we've been able to do, and yeah, we still do that, you know, because we have to kind of process. And when things happen, you naturally, you have to process it, right? Yeah. But don't be quick to react. Like, think about it for a little bit. Because I think that a lot of times we think that, like you said, the world's falling apart. Like, it's the worst thing in the world, right? Mm-hmm. And stop and think, okay, I have this challenge, like, what are my solutions? Like, I need to get through this as quickly as possible. Like, what are my options to get through this?
Yeah. Right. And it really, something that we do a lot is yes, there's shock initially, there's worry, there's panic, there's stress. But once you ground yourself and say, okay, let's truly assess this. Mm-hmm. Let's reflect on, what's happening, what are the possible outcomes, what are the scenarios that we have to live through, and what's going to happen, and then what do we need to do now, and start developing a plan to either rebuild or to, we're talking about, you could fail in anything, it could be a relationship, it could be business, it could be financially, it could be, there's multiple things that failure in life that happens all the time, but you assess it, you reflect on it, you put together a plan together, and then you take massive action towards fixing it, towards rebounding from it, in action. And that's, I think a lot of people don't get ever to the plan or the action, and that's where they miss the boat.
Absolutely.
And
make sure you have support behind you as well, because I think that, you know, all these things go through my head, they go through your head, right? And you think that, all right, I have this plan in my mind, right? And then when we talk about it together, we're totally off base, or, you know, maybe I see something that you didn't, right? And so always have somebody that has your back, that's going to support you, whether it's, your spouses should be the person that you should go to when it comes to this kind of stuff, even if they're not in the business, right? If not, get in a mastermind, somebody that you can trust, you know, with these things that could help you through it.
Correct. So, I mean, find a support system, because as you go, and if anything, if you're maybe not going anything and you're listening through this, you might be that support system for somebody else.
Yeah.
And that's always I think one of the biggest takeaways from, that statement of this is happening for us, not to us, is in most cases, maybe there isn't a lot of good to see through it, but in the end, you went through a life experience that maybe somebody else more than likely is going through that same experience. And so, like, you can be that person to support them and hold their hand through something that because you now can relate to them because you've been in their shoes.
Right.
And so this, it's an opportunity for you also to help somebody through a difficult situation.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
I think talk about it. So don't hide from your failures or setbacks or challenges. I think it's important for us to express them to somebody. And this is a good example for myself, because I'll tend to bottle up because I'm like, I'm not going to worry her about it. I'll deal with this, and then maybe the man or whatever, but 90% of the time, probably 100% of the time, if I open up and I talk to Joni about it and express, hey, here's where we're at, here's what's going on, she usually has a pretty good idea of, like, number one, how can we get out of it, or how can we, what steps do we need to fix it, or and Joni comes up with really great ideas, and vice versa. I think it helps both of us.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right on that. And we have a non-negotiable in our house where I tell Sean, I don't care what it is. Like, if it's the worst thing in the world, like, I don't want you to keep that from me. Like, I don't care if it's good, bad, or ugly. Like, we'll figure it out, right? And I think, you know, when you get in trouble is when you think you have it figured out, right? And then you keep it from your spouse, or you're afraid to tell them because, you know, you don't know how they're going to react, or, you know, and you don't want to stress them out. Like, we're in this together.
Yeah.
You know, and so that communication is key for us.
That's a good point. Yeah. That guys is from 100% our real life. You know, I think if you're going to be in business with your spouse, you got to have that communication.
Even if you're not in business with your spouse, you know, your spouse should be your sounding board, right? Yeah. And you should be able to come to them with whatever it is.
Yeah. Another point I had down here was that you really to truly like fail and be a positive and move forward, you have to take accountability mm-hmm. for your failure and mistakes.
Oh, absolutely. Ownership is.
Yeah, but it's often not happening. You know, people want to point the finger. And that's usually when you first reaction of when you fail or you have a mistake or you a setback, majority of the time it's human nature, mm-hmm. I think, to start like, why is it happening to me? It's their fault, or it's because of this, or because it's economy, it's because of...
It's always somebody else's fault. Yeah.
And it's like, no, how did I play that role mm-hmm. in that? How did I participate in that? How could I have done something different? Let me learn from that and not make that same mistake again. And then, you know, when you're talking with others or your support system, it's like, hey, take accountability for your actions. And I think it makes the conversation and the plan and the massive action you're going to take, it helps rebound quicker.
Right. And I think part of that, like, the first step is to be self-aware, right? Like, if you're not aware of it, you know, then how can you do that, right? Mm-hmm. Then you're not going to take ownership, but you need to be self-aware first.
Correct.
Take ownership, and then from there, that's how you truly grow. That's how you can truly not change if you don't take ownership.
Something that we've learned along the way too, and these are just tips that we're sharing you know, after our failures and how we've, or setbacks or challenges in our life, whether personally or in business, usually quick fixes aren't the solution. So
definitely not.
In most cases, you want to look for the easy button, and that easy button doesn't exist mm-hmm. in real life. Mm-hmm. And so as you're going through something, it's you're going through that for a reason, you know, and sometimes our biggest challenges and setbacks and everything is what you and I needed in order to become better leaders, in order to become better spouses, mm-hmm. better parents, you know, and we had to go through those challenges and setbacks right. in order to develop ourselves, especially in business. Cause you know, for our story, we came straight out of mm-hmm. high school and college into our own businesses. We never worked for another company before, and so there was a lot of growing and personal development that we had to do, and as we've grown our organization and managed people, we failed a bunch of times.
Well, yeah, you know
and you keep failing at
you
times.
Do yeah. And I mean, you keep people for the sake of keeping them. We talked about this on yeah. several podcasts, right, where you know it's sometimes easier to keep them because you know they're working in the organization, yeah, but I mean, you know, if they're also toxic, like it can hurt your organization as well. So I mean, you don't, yeah, like quick fixes
never are good. Yeah. Or quick fixes, like you might have lost a key employee mm-hmm. and it seems so easy just to let me get this body and go plug them in right. this hole, and that in most cases is the wrong solution. Mm-hmm. It's better to really take your time, go through the pain, finding somebody that truly is a good candidate for that role.
Right.
Be courageous and honest. I think I think one thing that we've done pretty well is when we've failed or rejection or setbacks, challenges, we've always, I think, stepped up to the plate mm-hmm. and just like did what we had to do. And even if we didn't feel like it, you know, and I think, it goes back to one thing that Joni and I did when we were in college is, you know, we sold a product for Amway or Quickstar. I don't know what it was.
Shared the plan. Yeah.
But I mean, man, that taught us so much about rejection mm-hmm. and being courageous and calling people on the phone and showing up at their house to show the plan and showing up and they wouldn't answer the door and you know they're in there, but they wouldn't open the door.
Or calling family member. You think family's going to back you up and they're like, no, thank you.
Yeah, but it just shows about being courageous. And we had a dream. We had a vision. We mm-hmm. wanted to accomplish something. And it goes the same to later in life. We had to raise money and
knocking on doors was another.
To buy pre-foreclosure investments. I mean, that we did that for 10 years. And that talk about, yeah.
Yeah, a very crazy first door that we knocked on in Houston. You remember that? The guy opens a door and he's like, you have the audacity to knock on my door. Like slammed it.
I mean, he was like 6'8" and just big dude. And it's like, I thought, we're in trouble. Of course, I put Joni in front of me first and then... No, but that was our first experience. Like, what are we doing here? Why did we move? Why did we move to Texas? But it worked out.
It might be scary at first, right? Yeah. But once you do it, it gets easier, just like anything.
And I think having those uncomfortable conversations, whether it be with staff, with clients, with your spouses, all that, it takes courage to have those difficult conversations. Mm-hmm. And it's uncomfortable, but in the long run, it's how you fail and learn and rebound. So mm-hmm.
And build resilience.
Yes.
Which is what we were gonna talk about.
Yeah. So I think one thing that every encounter and challenge, setbacks, and we just keep, I think we love punishment, but we just keep going and doing more. We're more resilient every time we do it. And I've used this example with our staff before. It's like a rubber band, right? You stretch it a little bit and it's hard. And then, but once it's been stretched that far, it's a little bit looser. And then you stretch a little more. And that's kind of how you develop that resilience, is by stretching yourself. And you'll never get better or improve unless you're stretching yourself. And it's uncomfortable and it hurts and it's painful, but, it's no different than, like, working out or doing any of that.
Yeah, and part of that is, and then I think also reading books, listening to podcasts like this, that will also strengthen, your resilience and taking care of yourself, right?
Sure.
Because how can you improve if you're not taking care of yourself as well?
Which leads to our next point about believing in yourself. I think you... you have to believe in yourself. We had a great guest on the podcast recently that talked about that, and he went through some wild life experience and stuff that we've never gone through, being incarcerated and in jail, and talk about, and then totally rechanging his life. But that take massive belief in himself,
right,
that he could do it.
He's against all odds, right? People telling him that he can't do it. That he's a failure and, he's not going to amount to anything. And, like, you have to believe in yourself, number one.
Yeah. And it's hard. And when you get punched in the face or you get knocked down, sometimes you're like, you start doubting yourself. Mm-hmm. But you really have to be aware of that conversation you're having in your health, that's not true.
Right.
That you are worthy, you are special, and you can do this. It might not happen as quickly as you want, but you can do it, and you can overcome this. We talked about it earlier. Don't stop. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what setbacks, whatever, don't stop.
And be laser focused as well, right? Because I think that when any challenge that we've been through, like any time we put our mind to it and we focused on it,
and it usually takes extreme focus.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Once we've got over the shock and developed the plan and took a massive action, it's been extreme focus. And it's amazing what focus, it's like that ball, that you hear about, it's so hard to get the ball rolling, but once it's rolling, you overcome friction and you got momentum, and that's what you really need.
And that's truly how you're going to get out of it as quickly as possible. Right.
Correct. Yeah. And learn. Yeah. So I hope that was beneficial, and I hope, we if you're going through something, I hope this will help encourage you to keep going and failures are part of life. We all go through it. We've all been there. We've all done it. And I don't think your situation's any different than somebody else. There's people out there in the world that have gone through similar situations that you haven't. So just know that you can find support. You can find somebody to help you through this. Mm-hmm. And I know you can overcome this. So keep pushing and keep thriving.
Yes, yes.
Anything else you want to add?
No.
Yeah.
All is good. I hope everyone has a great week, and we will see you next time.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talk, talk, talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.